Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji. I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome to the show that was founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that truly was designed with you in mind, a show to inspire and motivate and encourage you and to move you from where you are to where you want to be. And the beautiful thing about this show is, of course, we have our two wonderful co-hosts, Niles and KJ.
Hey, we are here.
Absolutely. And we have a guest that is just going to blow your mind with the passion that she brings to the forefront. And I'm looking forward to literally picking this woman's brain. And you'll hear more about her and all of that goodness. And of course, we've got Niles that's going to do what he does so well. And it's just going to be a great show. And I'm excited that I'm about to boil over from excitement. But before all of that great, I do want to just talk with you for a quick moment.
Hold on, Dr. Tanji.
Okay.
Wait a second.
Okay.
Are you gonna start the show without acknowledging that yesterday was your birthday? Everybody give it up for Dr. Tanji. It was her birthday yesterday.
My God. Thank you, good man. You know, I'll ask that proverbial question myself at the bottom of the hour. How did I get here? But yes, it was my 50th birthday. And you hear the proverbial, a woman's not supposed to tell how old she is. Man, when you're so excited about living, I am grateful to see 50 and would love to see 50 more.
Ooh, 50.
Special number. That's a special number right there.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But I
now, do you have something that you wanted to say, right?
I mean, of course, you know, I'm always willing to say something and talk, of course, about Dr. Tanji, of course. Of course. Yes. Let me just come up with something. All right. What can I say? All right. Dr. Tanji, happy birthday. 50, 5 dimes, 20 nickels, 50 pennies. 1/4, 2 dimes, and 1 nickel. That's 50 right there, if you guys don't know. All right. So you get what I'm saying? Every day above ground is a blessing. Ups and downs and many lessons. Good times and some days are stressing. You are walking in your purpose, the epitome of the content on this show. Thank you for bringing us on this journey with you. And if you ever need anything, just know that Jesus is your attorney. Amen. Happy birthday.
I love you, man.
Happy birthday.
Was that not beautiful? Happy birthday. What, man? I tell you, you got me. You got me. Thank you, sir. Thank you very, very much. It's an honor to
have you. I just want to let you know that we're just starting. We have some people coming in the show that you guys are going to blow your mind about what's about to happen.
Oh, my God.
All these surprises.
You guys got me. You know you did, right? You know you did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Without you, there's no show.
I want to believe that, but you kind of proving me wrong here. You guys are awesome, and I'm just what.
I didn't say that we weren't special. I didn't say this wasn't the Chicago Bulls. You know, Jordan needed Pippen and Rodman. You know, but I'm just saying you are the reason for the show. You know, we're just assisting.
Thank you, sir. God bless you for saying that. Thank you very much.
So I'll do a
quick recap, right, on what was discussed on Monday's show, the Talk to Tanji. And what I'd like to do is just, you know, we'll open up a principle on Monday and then we kind of discuss it in its entirety on Wednesdays. And that really is what I think is going to allow us not only the transparency and the applicable applications, but it will also help when if someone missed on Monday to kind of tune in for Wednesday. But
I discussed the topic on Monday, believing beyond the test. And I kind of mentioned that throughout our lives, we will be tested. And oftentimes, if you're not careful, you think that a test is designed to kind of take you out or to kind of stop your flow in life, but it's not. Four things really quick that I want you to remember is that one, tests are not allowed by God to destroy you. Two, tests truly prove his word in you, for all my Bible scholars. Three, you will never know your own strength if you run from a test. And then four, you are tested when you are tested. And you come through, you got to make certain that you encourage and inspire someone else who may be going through, if not a similar test, they may be going through a test that it is, you know, indicative for you to say, you know what, you're going to make it. You are. So remember that your tests in life, they're not designed to take you out. You got to remember that. And whatever you do, let God be the object of your faith, not what you're believing in, not what he's done in times past, but he's stoic, he's stable. And when you make him the object of your test, you're going to be just fine getting to the other side. And that's what I believe. And I'm looking at this.
Hey, Dr. T.
Look at you guys. What?
You were really focused. We were trying to get your attention, but like
you were really focused. You didn't see what was going on. This is what we have planned. So we brought your family to the show, and the first half of the show is going to be dedicated to you. We're going to go through and talk about how amazing you are as a mother, as a human being, and just as a leader. You're doing this show, preaching the principles of God, and we're just going to dive in and just get to know you more and get a little insight on how you are.
We were waiting for those tears.
Wow. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Can everybody sound off who's on the line? I know I see Ty. I see Stokes. Who else is here?
Me.
Morgan. I'm here.
Morgan.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Hello. We're calling Stokes. All is well. Thank you.
Leave me your name, your number,
Stokes,
and a brief message.
So you don't have to call him.
I love it.
Okay. All right. Let's go through it. I have a couple questions lined up. Anybody can answer. Anyone of you can answer. So here's the first question. So Miss Conti is an amazing person. And I know you guys have a lot of insight of all of her quirks and how she is as a person at home. What is your favorite moment of Dr. Tanji growing up?
What's the fondest moment that you remember?
Oh, one of the moments I remember is when I first got on dialysis. She was helping me set everything, like dealing with healthcare and getting my benefits and everything. And a lot of people don't have that now. So I was happy she was there for me in that kind of way.
I like how that didn't take any time for the response. That means you guys know each other, okay? That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
My God.
You're a natural caregiver at heart. I love that. Mm-hmm. Love you, Ty.
What's the question again?
Go ahead, Morgan.
What's your favorite moment of Dr. Tanji growing up?
Man, I can't say a favorite moment, but her candor, like her tongue, is just so loose. And that's always been the thing with our relationship as a family, is the favorite moment is so many. But her as a whole, her influence on comedy.
What?
She's a very comical person.
Really? Really? Dr. Tanji, where are those jokes at on the show? Come on.
I know, right? It's coming.
Who was it? Give us some pointers.
Wow.
Wow. Thank you, Morgan. Thank you, so. Thank you.
One of the moments, man, I have so many moments, because I guess because Mom had me at like 17, so we sort of grew up together. It's so many like moments that I can think of, but I'll just pick one. Her sense of humor, piggybacking off what Morgan was saying, like her sense of humor, like especially like in tough situations. For instance, in 2014, she went ahead and let me start taking over the business in Atlanta. And we had hit rock bottom, but I didn't know that we hit the bottom. We had like probably like maybe 3 patients to our name. We couldn't pay anybody around that time. So I'm being myself young at that time. I was very optimistic about everything. So I was just like, oh, okay, you know, that's all right. We're going to come over and we're going to take over. And I was like, well, are we at rock bottom? And she was like, maybe you are at rock bottom. And I was like, oh. It was that moment that it really catapulted me to break through, one would say. That was a defining moment for me, is that even in tough situations, what we see, you know, everybody else will just probably, you know, file for bankruptcy or just say, you know what, forget it, to hell with it, I'm done with it. She was like, oh yeah, we had rock bottom, but you know, we can't rebuild. So that was a proud moment for me.
Amen. I would have been sick to my core if my parents said that. I was like, oh, we're rock bottom. I'm like, wait, what?
Right.
Wow. Dr. T. Okay, next question. If you had to describe Dr. Tanji in 3 words, what would you say? It doesn't have to be a phrase. It can just be 3 random words, but describing Dr. Tanji.
Loving and smart.
That's beautiful.
And close about the woman of God.
Got a couple words here.
I guess I'll go now that Morgan go last. Basically, 3 words for me would be a nurturer, a billionaire already in spirit. I just really believe that she's already there because she carried her, you know, she carried herself as if she's already there. You know what I mean? She's just waiting for the natural to catch up with what's already in the spirit. So to me, a billionaire. And another characteristic would be like funny. She's just funny as heck. Like anybody that, you know, get to know her, or, you know, a term she likes to use is get behind the veil. Once they're behind the veil, she is hilariously funny to the point that you're not hurt. Just like sometimes you sit there and think, like, did she really just say that? So
I want to know these jokes now. I'm sad that I haven't heard a joke from you. Yeah. And you've just been so serious. I'm like, what?
She's been holding out.
You will. I'm sure you will.
Yeah. Morgan, are you there?
Yes.
What is 3 characters?
Oh, my 3? Okay, my 3 words? Wow. All right, here we go. 3 words. King, wise, and affluent.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Wow.
no, here's my final question, and I'll let Tanji speak because I feel like she's holding a lot of things back right now. But what's one thing you're gonna take away from your mom? One thing to take away from your mom.
Wow.
That is absolutely impossible to answer.
Okay. I think for me, honestly, don't ever freaking give up. If anything, if all the lessons were just combined into just one book, one, don't ever give up because it's always an option. Like, the only time that you quit is, like, really when you're dead. Like, no matter what it looks like, no matter how hard it is, no matter, like, what people say, like, none of that really matters. You know what I mean? As long as you have God in everything that you do and you remember who you are as a king, and then you just put your foot forward and just do it. Just, I mean, it's no excuses. Just do it. So that's my takeaway for, you know, one thing.
My one takeaway would be from her is loving people. Like, it's amazing how sometimes people can treat her wrong and not do this or do that, and she still loves them, and she won't talk bad about them when she can, when she could. So I take that from her.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Morgan? That's good. That's what's up. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Let's see. Always pray. And that might sound like cliche or religious, but that's not. She, mother always taught us to build a relationship with the Father, with the Creator, because she always said she's going to pass, and we must be comfortable with that, because the day will come. But one thing that will never fail is His word. So one thing, always pray.
Always pray. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you got to say about that? What do you got to say?
Man, I'm crying, but these are tears of seriously, they're joy. And, you know, one of the most important things to me is family and friends and relationship. That is, those are tenets that I live by. And to know that you guys pulled this one on me. It's mind-blowing because you cared enough to go back and ask somebody that God allowed to be in my life, my children, man. That's everything. Thank you so very much for making my life so easy when you guys really could have made it hard. Thank you so much for not laughing at me when I told you that, hey, I'm going to go to med school and I'm 31 years old and you're looking at me like, huh? So thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. No worries. Amen.
Thank you so much, KJ and Al, for inviting me.
Thank you guys for doing it. We appreciate you.
Hey, no.
And thank you for letting us know. Thank you for letting us know that she has a sense of humor and she's been cracking jokes and not sharing her jokes. So at the end of this show, we need one joke to close the show because I am appalled. I'm appalled right now. KJ, too, I speak for both of us.
Sister, you got that one.
Thank you guys.
All right.
Thank you guys for coming.
It's
amazing to get insight of Tanji and just to celebrate her and her 50 years of life. I know it was last minute, but thank you guys for just coming through, being yourselves and just loving one another.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Gary. Amen. Amen. Yeah, more than no worries. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Bye-bye.
Wow.
All right. Yeah. All right.
I'll go get you. It's not every day
that
you pull the wool over my eyes like that, man. Thank you.
I mean,
thank you.
Surprises.
I mean, I dropped some hints like throughout our meetings, our phone calls,
yeah.
Even on the. That's why I was laughing. I don't know.
But it was going over my head. I'm thinking that, you know, maybe Niles, you know, maybe our guest will have people that's coming on, and that's wonderful, you know. But thank you, guys. And just for that, of today's principle about believing beyond the test, how can you seriously take that to folk or demonstrate that in your own lives with people that are saying, all I can do is focus on right now. You're telling me that I have to believe beyond this test here that I'm facing. How do you get there?
During this time, I have to remind myself, okay, why? I'm discouraged in the moment. I'm like, why am I here? Why am I in college? What's the point? I was talking to Niles actually Monday night, and I'm like, bro, I don't like this. I don't want to do it no more. But I had to remind myself, okay, why am I here?
Right.
Why did I even start in the first place? And that why will get you back to the roots, and that gives you so much power to push through.
Wow.
It's a given that you're going to go through discouraging moments. It's a given. But sometimes you got to call that friend, go back to your roots.
Yeah.
Why did you start it in the first place?
Yeah.
And that will catapult you so far to what you want to where you guys go.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. I've mentioned this before, but like I always say, it's all about looking past that barrier, that wall in front of you. Because once you get past that wall, then you get to, you know, your destination. You may not see it on the other side, but when you know that you're taking the necessary steps and you have enough faith, not just in yourself, but of course God, because our power comes from God, then, you know, that's what keeps you going. You got to have that undeniable faith, that undeniable passion, and truly know that you're walking in your purpose. And even when you feel like you may be, you know, sidetracked, you know, you pray to God for that direction and to get you back on track. So, you know, you just have to push through. And perseverance is all throughout the Bible. You know, that's just a part of, you know, the mission. So, yeah, man, whatever is in front of you, you just have to see past it and know that's not the end. Now, if you look at it like it's the end, then it may be your end. But when you have, like, undeniable faith and belief in yourself and God, man, that wall is something like a small fence.
Amen. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's good to know that you are practicing. You know, we're practicing what we speak on this show. And I think that's what really drives home the fact that we're in it for the long haul. We're just not saying, hey, you know, this is something you should do, but we're literally doing it ourselves. And that makes the difference. It does.
Mm-hmm. And you have to know. I mean, just based on history and seeing other people who have made it to a certain point, and just, you know, even knowing some of the stories in the Bible, when you're on a certain mission and you find that purpose, you should already expect trials and tribulations, trauma, drama, and so on. So it's just a part of the program. And unfortunately, it's an unfavorable, you know, situation, but unfortunately, it seems like when you are on the right path, more stuff comes at you.
Yes, it does.
You know, but that can serve as motivation. It's all about perspective.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You've said that word time and time again, but it really echoes a lot of how you live your life is perspective.
Mm-hmm. Trying to live my life, of course, you know, I have troubles here and there, but you know my two favorite words, conviction and perspective. I use them all the time.
Absolutely.
Use them all the time. Yeah. But they matter. They matter.
Yes, they do.
And perseverance. Perseverance. Yep.
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
We were all talking at the same time. That was harmonizing right there. Okay.
I was saying, I was just want to reiterate for all of our fans, you guys want to stay connected with us on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, follow, like on the Dr. Chanji show, stay connected with us, ask us questions, call into the show. so we can answer your questions, get you a real principled answer of where to go to find your purpose.
Absolutely. Thank you for saying that. Vitally important. I think time is up now for us to just kind of exist in life. We've got to be focused. You've got to persevere and do exactly what you are supposed to be doing in the time that you have allotted here on Earth.
Of course, of course.
So coming up at this hour now, and as we segue into all things, is it time for all things Niles or?
What was that? Artist appreciation. It's time to appreciate me. It's time to appreciate me. Okay. All right. Let me see what I have in the cerebellum. All right. All right. For those of you guys who know I write poetry and expression. I'm all about expression and creativity. So I'm going to share something. Feel the fire. I aspire to be greater. I peep haters. Trip them and tie them up like some sneaks, then I see them either. I'm on time with this message, raising the bar from afar. You would think I'm stretching. I'm teaching lessons, thanking God for the blessings. To my enemies, I'm using the pain for my prescription to see the vision. All truth, I ain't talking. I'm sorry, guys. I'm having feedback. Sorry. I'm going to start over. Feel the fire. I aspire to be greater. You bleed haters. Trip them and tie them up like some sneaks, then I see them later. I'm on time with this message, raising the bar from afar. You would think I'm stretching. I'm teaching lessons, thanking God for the blessings. To my enemies, I'm using the word for my protection, so I ain't stressing. When I first started out, some people played me. Funny how I figured it out. Now I play thee. I be speaking from my heart, and from the beginning, I was winning, focused on my art. So think smart. So pay attention to the wisdom that I'm kicking. I'm using this pain for your prescriptions to see the vision. All truth, I ain't talking. A giving in, I found a place, made a space that I'm living in. Some people slept on me. I had to wake them up. The world is mine in my hands. Time to shake it up. My last breakup lit me up. That was all I needed moving forward, but never stuck. But best of luck. Thank you, guys. I had all that feedback, that audio feedback and all that. Oh, my God. Let me just start over to make sure you guys hear me. But, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, now go off. Go off, bro.
I know, right? I love that. I can truly appreciate because we are, you know, there are a few years difference in all of us. It's refreshing to know that, you know, there may be some folk that are listening that I may not be able to, I won't say penetrate, but reach. But all of us collectively, we bring our talents and our gifts to the surface, and we are reaching people, and it matters. It really does. So thank you so very much.
Thank you.
Being yourself, you know, so important.
Thank you, John.
Absolutely.
So we got next.
So we have, I believe we have a guest coming up. That's what I think we have next for the show.
We have a guest.
Dude.
We have a guest.
Mm-hmm. And her name is Courtney Finkley. She's an activist in the educational system, an educator, an advocate for people with disabilities, an artist, a speaker. You know, she holds multiple degrees. And
she's
going
to an
be
automated
coming on
voice talk. Messaging system.
Why are you just interrupting me like that? Okay. But
hello.
Anyways,
yes.
Hello. Hey. Okay.
Yes.
Can you hear us?
So what am I doing? I see her right now. So why are you calling me? Hello.
Okay, guys, we have some technical difficulties. Is that Courtney? Are you there? You were on the radio. You're on the radio.
Okay.
You are. Right? You okay?
Yep. Hi, Harry. How are you?
How are you? Welcome.
We're good.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me. I'm very happy and honored and humbled to be a guest on your show today. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was reading.
Thank you for coming on. Yeah, we were introducing you, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, what's going on? So I'm gonna start over again if you guys are ready to listen. All right. Okay, so here we have
Here we have Courtney Finkley. She's an activist in the educational system. She's an educator, a disability advocate. She's an artist, a public speaker. She holds multiple degrees, well-rounded. And she's here to talk about her journey, her purpose, her mission. So welcome, Courtney Finkley.
Thank you.
That's good.
Thank you.
That's
good. That's real good. Thank you for the introduction. I'm so happy and excited and honored to be here. So hopefully today I get to talk about my journey and hopefully some people can learn from, like, you know, what I've gone through, and it can make it a little bit easier for the next person.
Absolutely.
For sure.
I just kind of want to get in here, if that's okay. I'm always excited when people come on to the show who have kind of gone through something to get to where they are. So one of my questions for you, Courtney, being an educator, how would you say it is important to establish your role in the life of your student, either in and outside of the classroom setting? How important is it to establish your role as an educator?
Well, first and foremost, I would have to say, as my role as an educator, it is very important to let everyone know that in my classroom, as well as when they go home and they do whatever they need to do in the world, that everyone has their own gift and genius. You know, everyone has a purpose. So if the next person is very good at math, maybe you're very good at, you know, reading, or maybe you're a great artist. So you can't sit there and try to make yourself into something that you're not. God has given everybody their own gift, and you maximize those. And then if you need extra help in certain areas, my job is to let them know I'm here to give you your resources, your tools, and your support to growing your genius and helping you find your purpose. Because everyone's not the same, and that would be very boring. So but my students, I always tell them, I see greatness in you, and I expect greatness. I'm like, we don't do baby work in my classroom. And I know you can do adult work. I know you can be amazing, and anything you set your mind to, you can do it. So I'm very motivating to my students. I let them know how you work in my classroom and how you need to be outside your classroom in any endeavor that you do. So like
so
I said,
important.
I agree with them. Everybody has something great. And, you know, we're going to go for greatness, and I'm going to push you. I'm going to make sure you're here.
I love it.
How do you feel? How do you pull that out of people? Because, you know, it's difficult to pull greatness out of yourself, but not just yourself, but also other people. So how do you go about that?
Well, the one thing is, you know, what I noticed in the classroom, a lot of kids are coming from homes that don't have, like, a lot of love and support in them. So to me, I make a point to show love. I want them to know, you know what? I see something in you, and I see something so great in you, I want you to see it. So for me, I really try to just motivate them just as a child, just let them know they're wonderful, they're great, they're smart, they're beautiful. You have to encourage them, and eventually they're going to walk around feeling that. And then once I get their self-esteem and confidence up, then I'll say, hey, you know, you did this over here, and you did a great job. Let's maximize on what you have done, and let's take it even further. Because, you know, one day I'm going to look up, you're going to be a president, a banker, a business owner, something wonderful. So I let them know that I show love to you by encouraging in a positive manner and giving positive energy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're that kind of educator that I was just always kind of sticking to, because you, that person would always pull out what I didn't know, you know, even resided in me. She or he would always make me feel like, you know what, you really can do anything that you put your mind to. So my hat goes off to you
Thank
for being
you.
So kind and so beautiful. Thank you. I want to ask you about your advocacy, because you are an advocate now for persons with disability. And one of the things that, you know, as an advocate, do you run across a stigma? And if you do, how do you combat that stigma for mainstreaming people into believing that, you know what, it doesn't matter, you know, if you have a disability? How do you do that?
Well, I'll give an example. When I teach, we have a lot of children who have different types of, I like to call them exceptionalities. I don't like saying disabilities. I want to put, like,
okay,
a positive spin on it. So,
okay,
you know, that child already doesn't. You see the kids getting pulled out the room, or say the kids were quote unquote special. I don't want to do that. I want to say they're exceptional. You know what I mean? That they have a certain uniqueness and a gift. And when I say that, it feels a lot more positive, and there's a lot more light with that connotation you know, of the word. So with me, my story is personal. My child is 7 years old, and when he was 15 months old, I noticed that there was some differences with him. And I knew there was going to be a stigma, and I was afraid of the stigma that my son would have because of, you know, his exceptionality. So with me, I made a point to educate myself about everything, about child development and special education, and to be an advocate. And with my son, I give him a pep talk. I know it's crazy, but I tell him, you know what? You are smart. You are handsome. You are amazing. You're a child of God. I know you're going to do amazing and great things. So for me, as a parent of a child with exceptionality, I instill that in him every day. And I do that with my students as well. That's already giving them a sense of feeling positive. When it comes to advocacy work, I don't want people looking at those individuals as, you know, they can't do anything or drown society. There's so many people that you don't know who are celebrities, people who are business owners and scientists who had some kind of exceptionality, and they got the support and resources that they needed. So for me, I want to make sure that all parents are able to get those supports and resources for their students. So the gifts that they have and the things that they're good at, those are maximized. And that's what's important. Yes, there may be something over here, but maybe little Tommy has greatness in these areas. So let's blow that up and make it large, make him happy, and give him a sense of, you know, confidence and excitement that he can do other things and be a wonderful contributing member of society.
Absolutely. Wow.
Now, what would you say to the people who are either discovering or rediscovering their purpose? And for people who also may want to do like a career change because they've discovered their purpose, because I know like you kind of jumped from corporate America into this and you've done so much in the last, what, 2 or 3 years, you know, just embarking on a new endeavor. And it's always difficult and tough and daunting to just jump into something without, as I always say, without having a blueprint and, you know, a source of direction and maybe and also mentoring. So like, what would you say to people when it comes to jumping and embarking on something totally different than what you've become used to?
Well, I can sit here and say, for one thing, you need to do what's passionate about. Like, you know how you have that gnawing feeling like in your belly, like something that's pulling you and you don't know what it is. You tend to gravitate to that one area. Well, you have to be very positive and tell yourself, you know what? I'm going to be brave. And having the right people around you is key. Having the right support system is key. Because if you have a purpose, a passion, something you're supposed to do, and you are very, you know, steadfast about it, it's amazing how that people, they just come out of the woodwork. So for me, I wanted to become an educator, okay? And I was like, how am I going to do this, you know? So I would go and look for different avenues to change my actual my actual first career, which was corporate America, and everywhere I went, the doors were closed. So I said, you know what, God, if this is meant for me, you are going to send people, you're going to send resources to me, and it's going to happen. And what's crazy is everything just came almost like, you know, when you pray and you tell God, you know, I want to do this, and you be so much, actually just have it ingrained in your spirit and all around you. And it's amazing what you attract. So for me, attracted amazing individuals that allowed me to change. Okay. So it's really your mindset and how much you want it. And you just meditate on it. So for instance, I wanted to get an education. I tried many different ways. All the doors were closed. One day I met a woman named Nikita Hollingsworth. She goes, oh, you want to be an educator? I changed from corporate too. And I took 21 education hours and I got my HEDA certification in 10 months after 30 years of corporate America. Then on top of that, I ended up meeting my friend, her name is Natasha Pierre, and I was telling her I wanted to get an advocacy and I wanted to be an educator, and she already was doing that for mental health. So she goes, oh, well, this is what you do, blah, 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 blah. Another person dropped out of the sky. And then this woman, her name is Pamela Talley, she has an exceptionality, and there was no one to help her be an advocate or understand education. She came to me and said, there was no one to help me, and I'm going to help you. So what I'm trying to sit here and say to you is, when there's something you really want to do and you are passionate, really, really want it, you sit there and you figure out ways for it to happen and you pray, you manifest, things just, they become attracted to you and you have to be positive. And absolutely. No matter what, whatever obstacles, like, you know, come, you got to sit back and have good people around you. So for me, I have a mentor, David Chapman. He was like, you know what, this is your son. You want to do education. You know, this is how you do it. You can do it. So I added, a cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had Mr. Angela Evans. She was praying. She was like, you know what? You can do this. This is something that people need. You know, you're going to be a blessing to so many people. So I just had very good people around me pushing me and telling me I could do it. And then like I wanted it and I read it before I went to bed, read it when I woke up, and I knew I was going to be that thing. I did a lot of visualization. So if you want something, pretend like you have it now, visualize it, pretend that you are already that thing. And I'm telling you, resources and people, they just come at it like the woodwork. And it's crazy.
Amen. I love it. Yeah. I absolutely love that. Thank you.
You have to jump first.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, you've done everything so systematic. You do know that there's a book right there, Kit Courtney. You do know that, right? You are right. You have begun, right? So
right.
What's next for the woman who took another approach to life, left corporate America, and went into a whole other field? What's next for you? And how can people stay in contact with you?
Okay, what I consider and say, you know, because I had a good support system and people cheering me on and, you know, showing me the ropes and what have you, I did a lot of programming in the area that I live, you know, helping parents get resources for education and special education. And I was fortunate to have, you know, many politicians in the area backing me, like Delegate Barnes, Mayor Tim Adams, and Senator Benson. So they were supporting my program, and parents were wanting to know more about, like, how can my kid get this resource, or how can my kid get this tool? So what I've been doing, and my parents didn't even know, I've been writing letters for parents who need help to get their children more resources and tools in special education, because they would try on their own, and they wouldn't get much, you know, movement with it. And I'll say, hey, let me write your letter. And I've written probably about 10, 11 letters recently. And every letter I send, I get a response in an hour. And that's because I'm very dedicated to making sure that people don't go through what I've went through, and that parents, that sometimes they don't understand the process or the legalities when it comes to special education. So I did it because I knew how hard it was for me to learn it, and I didn't want them to go through it. So that goes into what's next for me. Right now we're in a pandemic, COVID-19. And I don't know if you know, but the IDEA Act, which pretty much protects children and people with disabilities, that was suspended. So because it was suspended, there are a lot of children who are not getting their services and resources. So for special education kids, if they miss 1 month of education, that's like 6 months. And it's not just on an academic end, it's on a social emotional end, you know, it's twofold. So what's next for me is I want to make sure that we put proper legislation in place so we get the funding we need so these things won't happen. So, for example, once this thing got suspended, people should have been sending, you know, letters to their congressmen and their senators saying, hey, this does not need to happen. We need our children's programs funded. They need resources and tools because if we're doing virtual education, a lot of that stuff they do doesn't translate over, you know, a virtual platform. So for me, what I'm going to do next, and I've already started doing, I want to help parents kind of, you know, navigate their way to making sure their children's rights are protected and giving them resources that they need. So, for example, a lot of people are doing virtual learning who have special education. They can go to a place called www.fedhomeschool.com. There are tons of resources for people there so they can get what they need for their children. I also think that they need to learn that their parents know their children the best, so they can advocate for their child and contact their teachers and say, hey, this virtual thing is not working very well. What other things can I do to make sure my child doesn't regress, you know, at level? And this homeschooling is more of crisis schooling because all of a sudden we're thrown in as, you know, having to take the place of teachers and IEPs and not having the resources at home. So for me, what's next? I want to do things to make sure that proper legislation is put in place.
Okay.
And that needs to happen by allowing a panel of parents to talk about what needs to happen, not people who haven't lived it and just people who just say, hey, let's pass this law. So anything dealing with, you know, parents,
having their voices heard to make sure that the proper legislation and funding happens. So their children are protected, and they can grow educationally and, you know, be wonderful, happy adults who can contribute in a positive manner.
Okay, wonderful. So it looks like you definitely have your work cut out for you. Courtney, how can the listeners stay in contact with you? Should they have additional questions or just kind of want to follow you to see what's going on in your world?
So there's two ways. One, they can email me at Courtney, which is the traditional spelling, CourtneyY, F as in Friday, green, like the color, GREN at gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And they also can go to my my Instagram handle, which is Mustard Seed Mom. I just started a new Instagram page where it's just basically talking about different things parents can do with children with exceptionalities, legislation, and also, you know, things I do, you know, and get to know me and like what, and you know, everything in that sense. So that'll be a great way to follow me if you have any questions. And I'm happy and excited to help anyone who has an exceptional child and wants greatness for them.
Thank you so, so very much. You truly have been a blessing, not only to us, but I honestly believe everyone that you come in contact with, you are living out that principle of believing beyond the test. Thank you again for joining us. And to every one of our listeners, thank you. I know I say thank you quite a bit, but when we're making strides like this, when we're in this together and you're not feeling like you're alone or by yourself, that is what we're here for. Remember, you can join us every Wednesday at 2 p.m. on latalkradio.com, and we're using the Facebook live platform. Every Monday, we're on Talk to Tanji at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, where we introduce the principle and discuss it in its entirety on Wednesday. I am truly grateful for everyone that took time to wish me a happy birthday, everyone that DM'd or texted or and the ones that come on and make this easy for us. Thank you so very much. We look forward to serving you, and stay tuned. We've got a lot of things coming up on the show as we go through life together, as we motivate through media, and we walk this thing. We're going to walk out our purposes. Thank you again for joining us, and until next time, KJ Niles, we're coming back, right?
Hey. Yeah, we are here. And thank you
for bearing with us.
Man, we'll give you some time for next time, but thank you guys for tuning in, and thank you for bearing with us as we figure out this Zoom thing and all audio technicalities and difficulties, and hopefully you can hear both of what we're saying.
Absolutely. We're definitely not giving up. That is for sure. We're going to stay the course. Until next time, bye.
Bye.
You're listening to The Dr. Tunji Show with Dr. Tunji Scott, only on LA Talk.